Today's shiur is Masechta Harayos Daf Yud. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch and Daf Tesama Beis at the Mishnah. As we have been learning so extensively throughout a Masechta, if somebody does an Aver B'Shogig for an Aver which comes with a Chiv Karas B'Mezid, he brings a Karmachatis, a Kispa or Seira. The Kohen Gadol that did this Avera, the Kohen Mashiach, and the Nasi, have different halachs. The Kohen brings a par, and the Nasi brings a sir izin. There are other halachas. The Kohen Mashiach, as we've learned, only brings his carbon in a situation that he not only did the wrong thing, but he made an incorrect psak. First, he paskened incorrectly, and he acted on that psak. The Nasi, that brings his unique carbon, brings it even just for having done the Aveira, even without the incorrect psak. Another halacha that we've learned is that the Kohen Mashiach never brings a carbon Ashem Toli, the Nasi does. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach Shechata, if a Kohen Gadol did an Aveira, and after he did the Aveira, he was removed from being the Kohen Gadol. And similarly, when we have a Nasi who did an Aveira, and he lost his position, even though they are no longer in their position of power, still, Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Gadol will still bring the par, the unique carbon, and the Nasi will still bring the Nasi will bring his unique carbon of a soil. The Rambam explains that what happened here was that the Kohen Gadol became a Balmum, and he is not able to do the Avodah anymore. The Ravid explains that these individuals were removed from their position because they didn't behave properly. The question the Chazon Ish says is the subject of the Machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam's opinion is that if somebody was removed from the position because he didn't act properly, we're going to learn that is he still have retained some of that position or not. The Rambam's opinion is that such an individual completely loses his position of authority. And since the Rambam's opinion is that such a person loses position of authority, that can't be what the Mishnah's speaking about. Rather, the Mishnah must be speaking about a person who got sick or something like that. The Ravid, however, learns that even if you lost your position because you didn't act properly, you still retain the Kedusha. Continues the Mishnah, Mashiach Sha'ava Mishachusa V'Akachotam, if a Kohen Gadol lost his position, as we just discussed, and then he did an Aveira, can a Nasi Sha'ava Mishachusa V'Akachotam, and then Nasi lost his position and did an Aveira, Mashiach may be par, the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, still brings a par, he still retains a level of Kedusha. The Nasi, however, now that he's no longer a Nasi, brings a carbon like a regular individual. The Tosfos Rosh points out that the word v'chein in the Mishnah here is somewhat difficult to understand, because actually the Mishnah is teaching us that the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi are not treated the same when they lose the position. And he explains that because the Mishnah used the word v'chein previously, so uses it here as well, even though the word v'chein doesn't really belong here. The Rishonim explain, what is the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Nasi? The Kohen Gadol gets his position because he was anointed to that position, and that remains forever, even if he's not actually acting as the Kohen Gadol. But the Nasi is not appointed because he was anointed. He was appointed because of what his job is. So only as long as he has that position is he considered a Nasi. When he no longer has that position, is no longer considered a Nasi. Says the Gemara, Hashti Yesh Lema. Ask the Gemara, now that we said, that the Mishnah just taught us that even if he no longer has that position, and he doesn't, the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, the Loch still is, maybe power, he continues to bring a power. So certainly, Chata, if he did the Aveira when he was a Kohen Gadol, and only afterwards, Akach Ovem Mishichosa, then he was lost his position, Tzrich L'meimah, was it necessary to teach us that he brings, the carbon of a par? Answers the Gemara, correct. The locha by a Kohen Gadol was really not necessary. Just Mishum the Ketani Gabi Nasi. But says the Gemara, by Nasi, we did learn there's a difference. And that the Mishnah just taught us. The Chiyavim in the Siyasa with the Nasi is no longer in position. Vakachotim, then he does the Aveira, Kehegya Maisi, now he brings the carbon like a regular Yisrael. So even though, so the Mishnah mentions, that's what the Mishnah also mentions, the halacha by Mashiach, that he still brings a par. But he, indeed, there was no reason to mention that. And I saw that the Vursari says a very nice pshat. He says that the blood of the carbon of the Kohen is sprinkled in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that it's a very different carbon. It's carbon that's brought, the fact that it's brought differently shows that the Kohen Gadol is different than anyone else. That's why even though the Nasi, when he's no longer Nasi, will still bring, will not bring the carbon of a Nasi, that has no bearing on what will be the halacha by a Kohen Gadol. So ask the Gemara, Menonimili, from where do we know this halacha that a Kohen Gadol, even after he's no longer Kohen Gadol, still brings a par, whereas that is not the halacha by a Nasi. The Tanna Rabbanan, because the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Mekoyna Mashiach Yechta Lesh Mas'am, Vikr V'chatosa Shechoto, Par Ben Boker Tamal Hashem L'chatos. Malevit Shemevi Chatosa, he continues to bring the same carbon, Mishavar, even after he lost the position. Shiyachol, we could have made, says the Gemara, a counter argument. Of a Nasi, as we said in our introductory comments, just by doing an Aveira brings a carbon. He doesn't bring his carbon after he loses his position. Mashiach, so the Kohen Gadol, that for him to bring his carbon, it's just not as sad enough that he did the Aveira. You also have to have a wrong psak. Like Koshkein, shouldn't that clearly be an indication that that special carbon is no longer brought after he's the Kohen Gadol? Tamalaimer, that's why the Torah teaches us v'hikrav al-chatosai, malevi, malamit shemevi al-chatos mishava. Even after he loses his position, he still brings that special carbon. So ask the Gemara, that's the halacha by Kohen Gadol, that even after he no longer has his position, he still brings the special carbon. So why don't we learn the halacha of a Nasi from the Kohen Gadol? The nice Nami Nasi, why don't we learn the halacha of a Nasi from Kohen Gadol with a Kal v'Chomer? Ma Mashiach, if we speak about the Kohen Gadol, she'ein mevi b'shigris ma'isa, that doesn't bring his carbon just because he did the wrong thing. Still, maybe Chatos Meshover, he continues to bring his special carbon, even after he no longer has that position. So Nasi, who was much easier to bring his special carbon, Shemevi Chatos, that brings his carbon even just for doing the Aveira alone. The Shigas Maisa, just for doing the Aveira alone, ain't it didn't. Certainly the Alokha should be Shemevi Chatos Mishavar. He'll continue bringing his special carbon even after he no longer is the Nasi. Tamaloymer, that's why the Pasuk teaches us Asher Nasi Yachta, to learn from a Kishinasi in, only as long as he is a Nasi, does he bring a special carbon. Kishuhajit, when he's no longer Nasi Loi, that Allah will not apply. Continues the Gemara. Chato Achlein Nismanu. If the Kohen Gadol the Melech did an Aveira before they were appointed to this position. And then Ba'kach nesmanu. Now they got appointed to these positions. Harel kajoytis. They bring the same carbon as a regular person who did the avera b'shogeg. They bring their regular karm chatas. Rav Shimon says, if they became aware of the avera before they were appointed to their new positions, then chayovim, they bring the same karm chatas as everyone else. However, mishnasmanu, if they were appointed to the new position after they did the avera, but they only became aware of the avera after they were appointed p'turim, the potter. There's an interesting question. What would be the halacha if, in the case that we began the Mishnah, that if he did the Avera and he knows, and then he became aware of the Avera after he was removed from his position? So Rashi says that Rav Shimon will disagree in that case as well, and say that in that case as well, the Kohen Gadol and Nasi won't bring any carbon. The Rishalmi doesn't agree with that, and he says there's a difference between when a kohen is appointed, kohen or a nasi are appointed to their position versus when they lose their position. Says the Mishnah, "Ezo nasi." We keep on speaking about a nasi, so the Mishnah wants to know who exactly is a nasi. So the Gemara is a melech. It's the melech. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Asher nasi yechta va'asa achas mikomitzas Hashem alakov." Who is considered the Nasi? Shein al Gabov el Hashem alakov. An individual who only person above him is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara Menai Mili. Where do we know the Halacha, that if they did the Avera before they were appointed to their position, but they bring the carbon until they were appointed, they still bring the carbon, says the Tanna Kamma, like a regular Yochid. The Torah Abonin, Makayim Mashiach Yechta. From here we learn prat lekoidness. It excludes pre-existing conditions. Anything that was there from before, they continue being chayiv like when they were regularly yechidim. Says the Gemara, "Blaydinu, we could have made an argument. Oman nasi shemevi. If a nasi brings a special carbon, meshigas maisa, for doing an avera, that just for doing the avera, a mevi al koidness, he doesn't bring his special carbon on the Averis that were there before he was appointed. So Mashiach Shememevi El Alham Dovim Shigas Maisa, that the standard for carbon of a Kohen Gadol is much different. He has to issue an incorrect psak and do the wrong thing. Ein Aydin Shloyovi Al Kaidmas. Certainly, he should have to bring the old carbon, not the new carbon. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, why was it necessary to have a pasuk? Loy. So the Gemara, it's not necessarily correct. As we learned in our previous Mishnah, the Nasi doesn't bring his special carbon after he was removed from office. Whereas a Kohen Gadol continues bringing his special carbon even after he was removed from office. And therefore, since we see he brings his special carbon even after he was removed from office, Yavi al Kaidness, the Halacha tells that he should also bring that special carbon even on Averis that he did prior to being appointment. Tamaloimer, that's what the Pasuk has to say, Ima Kaina Mashiach Yechta, Chot Kshim Mashiach Mevi, an Averis that was committed while he was not Kain Gadol, for that he brings a special carbon, Kshu Hedjit, but an Averis that was committed when he wasn't yet Kohen Gadol, Eina Mevi, he doesn't bring a special carbon. Says the Gemara, V'tanya Gam Nasi Kai Gavna. There's a similar Braisa when the Braisa speaks about a Nasi. The Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechta, Prat L'Kaidmas, that any Averis that pre-existing, he doesn't bring the special carbon of a Nasi, he brings a regular carbon chattis. Because we can make an argument. If a Kohen Gadol continues to bring his carbon even after he was removed from office, Eina Mevi Al Kaidmas, still for Averis he did before he was appointed, he doesn't bring a special carbon, then Nasi, Shein Mevi Chatasa Mishavar, that doesn't bring special carbon, the special carbon once he was removed, Eina Din, then certainly, Shein Lo Yavi Al HaKaidmas, he shouldn't have to bring a carbon on the avera he did prior to becoming Nasi. And therefore, again, the Gemara's question is, why was it necessary for a pasuk to teach us this din? Says the Gemara, because Ma'al Mashiach, she can't aim away b'shigas ma'isa. Maybe a Kohen Gadol is treated differently because he doesn't bring a carbon just for doing avera. He has to also have an incorrect psak. Time of a Nasi, she may be b'shigas ma'isa. A Nasi brings a carbon just for having done the wrong thing. And therefore, we would think, Ha'ilo may be b'shigas ma'isa. Just like the Nasi brings a carbon just for doing the wrong thing, Yavi al-Kaidmas, he also should bring his special carbon on pre-existing Averis. Tamalayma, that's why the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yachta, Shchata Hareyu Nasi. When he did the Averis after he was Nasi, does he bring his special carbon? V'loi, k'shchata v'ayda hejit, not for what he brings for becoming from before he was appointed. Tanra Abonam, continues the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechta, Yochel Gzeira, we would understand that the Pasuk means that the Torah is telling us for certain that the Nasi, the Torah is, so to speak, decreeing that the Nasi is going to do an Avera. Tamloim, the Pasuk says, Imakoina Mashiach Yechta, Ma'ala Halan, just like when we speak in the Pasuk about the Kohen Gadol, Ma Kohen Mashiach Shiachta Lahalan Shiachta Af Kan Lich Shiachta. If he does the Avera, that's when he'll bring his carbon. If he doesn't do the Avera, then he won't have to bring the carbon. Amamar, so Gemara analyzes this price. The price says Ashenach Shiachta, which seems to be Yoch Gzera. It seems to be that the Torah is decreeing that he should do Avera. Says the Gemara, Gezerah Mechitesi. Gemara's question is, where do we find that the Torah declares that a person has to do an Avera? Isn't that so contrary to everything we believe in Bechira, that a person should be obligated to do an Avera? So I saw that the Sefer Yalkut Yeshua explains what was the Gemara's Havamin even to say that a person must do an Avera. So he says that the Gemara and the Havamin thought that a Nasi, by doing an Avera and then doing Tshuva, bringing a carbon, etc., serves to inspire people to do the right thing. And because it serves inspiration for people to do the right thing, maybe that's why the Torah says, yes, he must do an Avera in order to create that inspiration. Teaches us the Gemara Amri in Ashkhan, the Pasuk says, the Ksiv Nasati Neged Tzaras Be'Beis Eretz Chazusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we're going to bring Tzaras. Psurihi Lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klai Yisrael, Shinagoyim Boim Aleim, that they're going to suffer from Tzaras. The Pasuk comes to teach us, Prat Nenege Oinsen, that anything that came not by Shadim, Rashi explains, that's not considered tzaras. So says the Gemara. Lav om Rabbi Yehuda. Has Rabbi Yehuda not taught us here the b'sura that it's for certain that negoyim will come on us? Hakanami ema. That will say the same by the nasi doing an avera. What it means to say is that p'sgzerihi, that it's for certain that they're going to do an avera. Hilchik siv em. Says the Gemara, Ol Rav Shimon Nigar Antzman Mila Matami. Ask the Gemara, according to Rav Shimon, does that mean that Nigar Antzim are not Matama? For Tanya, doesn't the Brisa say, when it speaks about Negoim, Odom Kiyya Bar Besaris Asus Apachas Beharis, Odom Kiyya, that the Tzaras doesn't begin only Menadiba Ve'elach, that if there was any Tzaras that was there before Matan Torah, it doesn't have the power to be metame. Because Elai did who? Because, says the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk? Can't we have learned this logically? Tima b'zav v'tima b'negoyim. Torah says that a zav is tame, and Torah says that tzaras is tame. Ma zav, when we speak about a zav, it's menadiva ve'elich, it's only when the ziva happened after Matan Torah. The Torah says that ish ish ki yeh zav mipsara. Yeh means that after Kabbalah Satorah, the halachas of zav will apply. Af negayim are only minadiba ve'elich. So why do we need a pasuk to teach us that it's only minadiba ve'elich? Loi. So my ima bezat bezav. When we speak about a zav, the halacha of a zav is shekain ena matami ba'inus. If there's something, an external reason why a person became a zav, he's not a zav. Time negayim, we're asked when we speak about negayim, shetamim ba'inus. The halacha is that even So therefore, we would say that they should metaba even achadiba. Rava says that the pasuk is coming to teach us prat l'nigei ruchas. The Bryce is talking about nigei einsim that have some reason that caused it. That Rav Shimon will agree that they are metama. When Rav Shimon says prat l'nigei einsim, it means something that came through a shade. Repapam prat l'nigei g'shafim, something that came through g'shafim. The Tzoftes B'Neach explains what's the difference if the nega came because of g'shafim, shadim, versus it came because an external reason. He says that the nega represents a disease. And therefore, even if that disease manifested itself because of an external reason, at the end of the day, the fact that it manifested itself is a proof that that disease exists here. But something that comes because of kishif or anything else, that is not in any way an indication of disease. Tan Rabbanan, asher nasi yechta, only as long as he's a nasi does this halacha apply. Prat l'cholif, the nasi unfortunately got unwell, and he's not practicing being nasi, doesn't bring the special carbon. Says the Gemara, slow. Just because he becomes ill, he's no longer melech. Amar avdim v'chama, prat l'nasi shenet stara. We're speaking over here by the nasi that became a mitzayra. Just like we find by Uzziah HaMelech, that he became a mitzayra after he wanted to bring k'tayrus on the mizbech k'tayrus. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'inaga Hashem es HaMelech, v'hi mitzayra adjoy moisoy, v'yosha v'beis ha'chofshis, v'yosu b'melech al abayis. So we see that he became chofshi, he no longer was melech once he became mitzayra. Says the Gemara, midakama beis ha'chofshis, the pasuk says that he became free. Mechlal, doesn't that means that after the pasuk is teaching us that now, after he was relieved of his duties, after he was relieved as a duty, that at that point he was chofshi, he was free. What does that mean that he was free? So the Gemara tells us a story. Kahad Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua Azli B'Sfinta. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua were traveling on a boat. Bahadi the Rabbanan have a pita. Bahadi Rabbi Gamliel have a pita. Rabbi Gamliel took along food for the trip. Bahadi Rabbi Shua have a pita v'sulta. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua had bread, but he also took along flour. The reason he took along flour because he knows that bread doesn't last that long. It'll get spoiled. So he took flour that they're going to have to bake. They should have flour. Shalom Peter to Gamaliel. So Gamaliel's bread indeed was no longer available. They ate it up. It got spoiled. And some of us salted their Yeshua. And now they relied on Yeshua's flour. Omlay, so Gamaliel said to Yeshua, "Me have yadistavim like kula kova hai. How did you know we're going to be delayed that much that you took along flour?" The ice is sulta. Amalei, koichav echad, there is a star, l'shim shana oilab, it comes up once every 70 years, umas as esfanim, and it causes confusion for the sailors. As the Mefarshim will explain, there are two stars that are always in the sky, and through by the positioning of those stars, the sailors know how to travel, know how to navigate their boats. But the, once every 70 years, there's another star that comes up, and it confuses the sailor. V'amarti, and Yeshua said, Shema Yala V'yasa Isanu, that maybe this star will come up and will confuse us. Amle, so Gamaliel says to Yeshua, Kolkach B'yotcha, you're so wise, Ata Oila B'sfinah, and you still need to have to travel for Panosa. If you're so smart, why do you have to work so hard to travel? So Mefarshim are bothered with this question. Just because somebody's smart doesn't mean that he doesn't have to work. And the Yad Ramah explains that, yes, it's understood that even if you're very intelligent, you still have to work. But you shouldn't have to work in a time like the time now where you're traveling and you have to be concerned about confusion of the star. That's not something that you should have to do. And therefore, his question was, if you're so smart, why did you have to travel at this time? Amalei, so Rabbi Shul said to Gamaliel, Acha Tamalai, instead of asking questions of me, Tamal Shnei Tamidim Sheyesh Lecha B'Yabasha, ask about two of your Tamidim, Rabbi Lozo Chasim, Rabbi Yochim and Gagodai, Sheyodim L'Shar Kamatibis Yeish B'Yam. They're so smart they could count how many drops of water there are in the sea. They are penniless. They don't have food. They don't have clothing. Says the Gemara, Nosan Datul Shivim Barosh. So Gamaliel wanted to point them to an important position. Shalom. So therefore, when Gamaliel got home, Shalom, he called them. They refused to come. Chazav Shalom, he called them another time. And now, of course, the boat, they had to come. He says, you think you weren't coming because you didn't want to accept the position of authority. And you assumed that accepting a position of authority means that means something great. Actually, it's not that great. The pasuk says that when Rechavim ben Shlomo was appointed to be king, and the pasuk describes there that Rechavim ben Shlomo was appointed to be king, the question was how to act. The older advisor said, be nice, lower the taxes, get the people to accept you to be king. The younger people said, no, you have to be tough and raise taxes. And he says, the way to become successful is when you are Eved L'Amazeh. So from here we see that becoming a position of authority comes with a lot of responsibility. And there's an interesting question that there's somebody who the community wants to point to be a gabbai. Can he be forced to take that position? And the Rasham quotes a Shas Chuvis, Evan Hashayim, who says that you cannot force a person to take on a position. He does say, however, that taking on a position is a schus for kaparas avoinus, schus for riches yomim. However, he does, and therefore a person should not avoid that important position. However, he says, if by taking on that important position, it's going to cause bittul Torah, then they could avoid taking on those positions because they don't want to have bittul Torah. The pasuk says, "Levilti rum levavoi levut usarim and amitzah yomin umesmoil." Says the Ksav Sofer that when a person accepts upon himself a position, here the pasuk speaking about being melech, his kavana should not be for personal glory. His position, his kavana should be l'shem shemayim. Levilti sum and a mitzvah shemelech. His kavana should only be to do the mitzvah of the melech. Yomin, and not go yomin asmol. The pasuk says, Aruch yom b'mina b'smol o'ishe b'chavit. When a person accepts upon himself a position, he should accept it with the intention that he's doing this only l'shem shemayim, and then he will be acceptable. I saw that Rav Chaska Levenstein explains that these people refused to accept the position of authority. They thought that sitting and learning and everything else is more important than taking on this position. He says, but that is an incorrect approach. He says, the approach is supposed to be that what will bring more Kvod Shemayim. We are supposed to be here for Kvod Shemayim. And if we're here for Kvod Shemayim, then we are supposed to do anything that we can do to grow the Kvod Shemayim. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Asher Nosu Yachta, Om Rav Yachim Azakeh, the way to understand this Pasuk is Asher Yadoh Asher Nosu Shalom Mevi Kavan Asher Yigosai. The word Asher is from to glorify. Great is the generation that a Nasi brings a carbon when he did an Aveira B'Shoigi. A Nasi Shaloi, maybe carbon, because the people are going to learn. If the Nasi brings a carbon, Tzarech Atalema Mahedjit, then certainly the Hedjit will learn. Vim Al Shigasi, maybe carbon, if we see that the Nasi is so careful to do tshuva on a very day he did b'shoigig, certainly he's going to do tshuva al zadonai. He's certainly going to do something for what he does b'mezid, and this is something that we're going to learn from him. Says the Gemara, as I saw the Mefarshim ask, what is the chiddush? Of course, if somebody does an aveir, he does tshuva. What is the chiddush of this Gemara? So I saw that the Nasi, when the Nasi does tshuva, and he does tshuva and he's not embarrassed to do tshuva publicly. And when he does tshuva publicly, that everybody sees and hears. And that causes him to do tshuva. The Or Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, the way to understand this Gemara is that if we live in a time and a place where the Nasi is doing tshuva for an aveira he did, it's clearly an indication that the Nasi, he says, is a reflection of the people. And if the Nasi does tshuva when he does aveira, certainly it's a understanding how great the Nasi being a reflection of the people will shows that the person is doing an aveira. There's another vart that I saw from the Noam HaLimelech. The Noam HaLimelech says that in Rosh Hashanah, we go and we throw away our aveiros by Tashlich. And then Pesach, we take the water from where we threw our aveiros and use it for the matzahs. Point being that when a Nasi does an aveira and he does tshuva, it's certainly tshuva l'shma. And tshuva mahava. And we know the Gemara says that tshuva that is done mehava, nasig zchuyus, it's actually considered like a mitzvah. And therefore, the Nasi, when he does tshuva, and he does tshuva presumably mehava, is a tremendous hesiris. Maskla rabba brei de rabba. Elamata, the Pasuk says, the ksiv ha-shchotem min ha-kodesh yishalem. The Pasuk says, be rabba min avot. The Pasuk speaking about Yerovan Avot, Iksibay Shechot Veshechti, Hochanam Dashri Dahu, are we going to praise the people of the time of Yerovan Avot who put up Avodah Zarah and was Choyte Umachte as Harabim? Says the Gemara, Shani Hocha, we can't bring a Raya because here the Shani Kro Medibure. And all other Kabbonis, the Pasuk speaks about Im. And here the Pasuk says, Asher. And the fact that the Pasuk used the word Asher is an indication that the Torah means something, that this is something to be considered. Dosh Rav Nachman Bar Avichai, the Ma'adik Siv, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa La'aretz, Asher Yesh Tzadikim, Asher Magi Aleim Kamas Rishoyim, Yesh Rishoyim, a Pasuk Ke'elish, Asher Magi Aleim Kamas Tzadikim. Ashreim L'Tzadikim, Asher Magi Aleim Kamas Rishoyim, Shal Olam Haba B'Olam Hazeh, the Tzadikim, who suffer in this world, like the Rishoyim will suffer in the next world, because by suffering in this world, the tzaddikim will have kaparas avoinus and be able to have Gan Eden. And Rishoyim enjoy this world because when they enjoy, by enjoying this world, they whatever good things they do is covered, and then they will suffer in the next world. So ask the Gemara, is there anything terrible if a tzaddikim have Olam Haza and Olam Haba? Aren't there tzaddikim that was zoich to Torah v'gedula v'makom echad? So why can't that be? So it says the Gemara, Olam Rava, Ashrem tzaddikim shemagilam kamas v'shoyim sholam haza v'olam haza. Great is it for tzaddikim that have this world and the next world. Olahem l'rishoyim. And what was it for the Rishayim Shemagilim, Kamas, Tzadikim, Shalom Haza, Balam Haza, that the Rishayim don't have not this world and not next world? But I saw that the Mefarshim say that the Pasuk says afterwards, Hakol Hevel, that even the Tzadikim who are Zoycha to Olam Haza have to realize that all of the enjoyment to Olam Haza is really Hakol Hevel, is meaningless. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua came to Rava. Amalu, akumta masach the plan. And Rava asked him, did you learn masach the plan? Masach the plan. He asked him about different masachtas. And I saw the Mefarshim asked, what was the purpose of this question? He says, because one cannot really succeed in his learning until he first learns the masachta. We can't say divrei Torah, we can't say lomdus until we first know the masachta. That's why he asked them before he was about to give them shiurim, do you know these masachtas? Amalei in, and they said, yes. Esar the purta, they asked him, do you have some wealth? Amalei in, yes. The zaman katina dara, we bought a small piece of property, and from that we have panosa. Karalei, Ashrei la tzadikim, shmagil yaleim kamas rishayim shabayim haza bayim haza. You are tzadikim to have even oilam haza. But I saw that the Mashar points out, he said to them, you have a small piece of land. What does it mean that he said to them, you only have a small piece of land? What he meant to say to them was that if you have a small piece of land, so that gives you the peace of mind that you have panosa. But if you have a big piece of land, then you would be very busy with your assets and you wouldn't have the time to learn. That wouldn't be a bracha. Amar Rabba Babchan, Amar Rabbiokhan, Maidik Siv. Ki Yisharam Darcha Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchabam Pashim, Yukosh Labam. Moshel Shnei B'nai Adam Shetzol Pescheim. The way to understand this Gemara is about two people who are grilling their carbon Pesach. Echer Ochel Hashem Mitzvah. One ate it L'Shem Mitzvah to fulfill the Mitzvah carbon Pesach. Vecher Ochloi L'Shemachil Gasa. And the other person's intention was just to eat without L'Shem Mitzvah. Zeshach L'Shem Mitzvah, the one who ate it L'Shem Mitzvah, Tzadikim Yelchabam. Zeshach L'Shemachil Gasa is Pashim Yekosh Labam. So I saw the Mefarshim ask that isn't there a requirement Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana? So, do we have to have kavana or not? So the Mefarshim say that somebody who eats a shloi l'shem mitzvah, of course, if he eats it, he'll get schar. But it's not the same as if he would have eaten it as he's supposed to eat it. Amalei Rish Lakish, and now we understand the Gemara's question. Rosh Krisle, just because the person when he ate the Karmel Pesach did not have the proper intention, is he called a Rosh? Yes, he didn't act as he should. Pesach mila kachol, but has he not eaten the Karm Pesach? Why are we calling him a Rasha? Says the Gemara, Moshel Shnei Bnei Adam. The way you understand is like two people, both of them have their wife and the sister with them in their home. The one had relations with his wife. Zesh Nizdam Laishta, the one who had relations with his wife, Tzadikim Yalkabam, he did a mitzvah. Zesh Adam Laichaisai is an individual who Pashim Yakash Labai. So the Mashah asks, this was an accident. Why is he called Pesheya? So the Mashah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim that they shouldn't do Averis. If we see that this person ended up doing such a terrible Avera, it must be that he's not a good person. Says the Gemara, Mi Dami is the same. Anan Kamina Chada Derech. The Pasuk says that two people are doing the exact same thing, and one is a tzaddik and one isn't. Hacha, Shnei Drachim. One is having relations with his wife, and one is having relations with his sister. The way to understand it is how we look at the episode of Loit and his daughters. Hain, they had relations with their father, but their intention was that they thought that the entire world was wiped out, and they wanted to continue the world. And their kavanah was l'shem mitzvah. And they're called tzaddikim yelchabam. Who, sh'neskam l'shem aveira, his intention was l'shem aveira, was poshim kosh l'bar. Says the Gemara, and the proof, says the Mashah, as we know, the noshim, the women of Ammon and Moav, are allowed to be part of Klal Yisrael, and not the men. V'damahu nam l'shem mitzvah l'kamachavin. Astamar, maybe his was also with a proper intention. The pasuk that speaks about a light is a pasuk that says that he was a person that had a mind in Avera. The pasuk says, when Avram and Light was separating, the pasuk says, V'yisa Light, the saying of Yaz called Kikayadin Kikula Mashkim. V'yisa Light, the words of V'yisa Light are similar to the words of Tisa Ishus Adonim Senea, by the wife of Paitifah. The pasuk says as Einov, which is similar to the word that it says by Shimshon. V'yoyim Shimshon. Shimshon tells his parents, Oysu kachli kihi yishar be'enai. V'yar, the pasuk says by Loit V'yar, and the pasuk uses that word by Shechem. V'yar oysu Shechem ben Chamor. As kol kikar hayardein, the pasuk says, kibad isha zoyna at kikar lechem. Kikula mashka, the pasuk says, and Hosea, says the Ravamena, honest. He was forced. He was sleeping, and his daughters had relations with him, and he didn't know anything that was going on. So why are we treating him so terribly? Says the Gemara Tana, Mishim Rav Yosef Rechanen, Laman Nokud. If we look in the Pasuk, in the Vav of the word Bekuma, Shel Bechira, that when she stopped ubekuma to teach slumlach shebeshchiva lo yada. When he indeed had relations, he didn't know what happened. Al bekuma afterwards yada. Says the Rebbe, may have a lavavid, may the have a haver. Once he had the relations, it was already afterwards. What do we want from him? Answers the Gemara, nafka mino the lefpanya achmino the baile mishti. He saw what happened because he got intoxicated the first night, and that should have prevented him the next night from drinking, but it didn't stop him. Dorsh Rav Maidiksev, Och Nifsha Mikarius Ois, Umajonim Kibriach Erdman. Och Nifsha Mikarius Ois, Ze Loit Shapirish Mavrom. This speaks about Loit that separated himself from, Avram Avinu. Umajonim Kibriach Erdman, Shet Umajonim Ben Yisrael Amain. That's when this terrible relationship that exists between Ammon and Moav and Klal Yisrael came into play. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Lo yovah amoni ma'av b'kal Hashem. Dorash Rav Yitam Rav Yitzchak Maidik Siv, L'sak v'yivakish nifrid, b'kol tashi yisgala, L'sak v'yivakish nifrid, Zaloit, it refers to Roit, Shnifrid ma'avrom, b'kol tashi yisgala, Shnizgala k'nloinei, but the k'nsiyos, but the medrashos, that Loit's terrible Avera of having relations with his children became public. The Tanan, as the Pasuk says, Amani Me'avi Asurim, we're not allowed to marry Amani Me'avi, and that Isur Olam remains forever. It says, Mavamu'ul Tama Zinsim, Yehuda Tama, Yehuda's daughter-in-law, had relationship with her father-in-law. The Zimri, Zina, and Zimri Ben Salo had relations with Kasbi Batsor. Tama Zansa, Tana had this relationship, and came, and from that came Yotzim Ben Melech Vin Narvim. David HaMelech came out from that situation, and Amotz and Yishai Ben Amatu and Nevi'im, Notlu and Zimri Zina. And when Zimri did his terrible sin, Naflu Kama Revolves Misrael, we know how many thousands of people were perished in Klai Yisrael. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gadol Aveir L'Shma. Doing an Aveir L'Shma is greater than a mitzvah Shaloi L'Shma than doing a mitzvah Shaloi L'Shma. Shanema Tavarach Menosha Yael Eshes Chever Akeni. Menoshim Ba'oil Tavarach. Manin Noshim Ba'oil. Who are the people that are being referred to here? Sara Rivka Rach Valeya. Interestingly enough, we learn from here that when we give a bracha to our children, and we mention the imas, we mention, even though Leah was older than Rachel, and Leah married Yaakov before Rachel, we say, as we see here in the Gemara, Rachel before Leah. And that's why Yael, who had relations with Sisroi, who ultimately, because she had relations with Sisroi, killed him and saved Klal Yisrael, which opens up a very difficult question. Is a person allowed to do something like this, have an immoral relationship, in order to save Klal Yisrael? And the Noi de Behuda says that it's our obligation to do what it says in the Torah. And if the Torah says that it's Osir, it's Osir. Ask the Gemara, Eini, V'amar Yudom Rav, L'olam Yasek, Odom B'Torah Mitzvah, Afil Shloi L'Shma, Shemetoich L'Shloi L'Shma, Bo L'Shma, so she would do Mitzvah L'Shloi L'Shma, Eima, Mitzvah Shloi L'Shma, and a very L'Shma, and a mitzvah shloi l'shma are equivalent. And the Gemara expounds. Amar Rav Yochanan Sheva mit bilas bal oisur rosh b'oisur shah. The Sisroi had relations with Yael 7 times. Shnema bein raglea kara nafal shachal bein raglea kara nafal kashen kara sham nafal stud. The pasuk says kara nafal shachal 7 times. Ask the Gemara, how could Yael did this? V'akam s'anyim averi, she enjoyed doing an avera. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Afilu Tavashin Shel Rishoyim, something which is normally pleasurable by other people, Roya Etzel Tzadikim V'Tzadik, has to have connection to a Rosha. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, Lo'el Miyasek Adam B'Torah Mitzvah, Afilu Shloi L'Shma, person should learn Torah Mitzvah Shloi L'Shma, Shemetach Shloi L'Shma, Ba'al L'Shma, Shevischar, Abayim Shnayim Kabbana Shikr Ba'alak Arosha, Ba'alak Arosha brought 42 Kabbanas, and that caused, the way Rashi explains, that Klai Yisrael should do tshuva, and that ultimately gave him the schus, the zoch of Yosef ben Rus, Don Rav Yosef Chanina, Rus bas benoi she'egle melech moiv, ben benoi she'melech melech moiv. She was a descendant, and she had, in the way he got this descendant, is because he caused people to do He brought Klai Yisrael to tshuva. That's what many mefarshim say. Shemtoich shloi l'shma bo l'shma. This person maybe is doing the avera shloi l'shma, but it's causing that other people will do the right thing and they'll do it l'shma. And I saw taking that a step further that the Chart Kvar Rebbe says b'schus that they do the avera, they do a mitzvah shloi l'shma, and they cause other people to do a mitzvah l'shma. Ultimately, they will do the mitzvah l'shma. Another pshat that I saw, that shemetarich shloi l'shma, ba'al l'shma, that even if a person intention at doing an avera and doing a mitzvah shloi l'shma, it's impossible that there won't be some times that there will be some l'shma in there. And since invariably, at times, there's going to be some l'shma mixed in. That's shmetoich shloi l'shma, bo l'shma. Another pshat that I saw, that very similar pshat that the Divrei Yisrael says. He says a person could have bad intention, but that invariably, while he will still do the mitzvah properly. He says a marshal. He says there's a person who works in a circus, he works on a tightrope. So the reason he's doing what he's doing is that because he wants to get paid. He's doing it to get paid. But while he's walking on the tightrope, he's not thinking about the money. It's impossible for him to be thinking about the money at that time. What he's thinking about at that time, he's only thinking about the getting over the line. Here too, what his intention is only to do, the person maybe is learning Shloi Lishma, but invariably it's going to come to Lishma. And while he's actually learning and sinning by the Gemara. Another pshat that I saw is Metach Shloi Lishma, Ba Lishma, is that a person is constantly growing. A person is doing mitzvahs. And what happens is that when I do a mitzvah today, when I grow in my avodas Hashem, I realize that what I did prior today was not on that level. So it says the Gemara, Shemetoich Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma. Every day as I grow in my avodas Hashem, I recognize that my previous avodah was Shaloi Lishma. Shemetoich Shaloi Lishma, as I keep on growing, it shows how my learning is greater. And therefore, and that's why Lo'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah B'Mitzvah. But the Mefarshim say, it's interesting that the Gemara is speaking here about Torah Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. Although Tosfos points out very importantly that even though you should learn Shaloi Lishma, Shemetoich Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma, that's only if you're not learning Lekantor. If you're learning Torah with a negative goal, that is unacceptable. But what we're learning from here is Shemetoich Shaloi Lishma, by a person learning Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma. But it doesn't say so regarding tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, a person has to always daven properly. And otherwise, a tefillah without kavanah is not a proper tefillah. Torah, you could say, mitzvahs, you could say, Shemetoich Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma.